welcome to the Shied Show.
Hello.
I am Brian Gerard alongside Greg. I'm alongside, well, Robert Shied's here. Hello,
yeah,
Robert.
Hi, I'm here,
Robert the Shied.
Wait, where's
I'm also alongside Greg.
No, he's not.
Wait.
Hang on.
Hold on a second.
He might be outside.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Hang on.
Yeah.
One second.
Okay. Well, don't go. I mean,
no, I'm just gonna check.
I don't do good on my own. Wait, Rob. Oh, good.
No.
He's not out there.
He's not there.
Where's Greg?
I don't know. I thought he was supposed to be here. I mean, he's the one who keeps asking where I am every week.
Are you? Yeah.
But I'm always here. I don't know where he is.
Did he not understand we were rolling today?
No, he knew we were recording today. I remember telling him that we were recording.
That's very unlike him not to show up. He's usually pretty punctual.
A little awkward.
Okay. Let's try to find him.
All right, sounds good.
Let's try to find him.
I mean,
who knows? I mean, he could be anywhere.
That's true.
Could be anywhere,
yeah,
really.
I know.
So,
looks like your droid is kind of messing up. You can't
see
the names.
I apologize.
So you just see phone numbers.
I hope that whoever we're calling is the right number.
Well.
I mean, if it's not, they'll, at the very least, they'll know where Greg is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 This is Brian Gerard and Robert Shied. You're on the Shied Show right now.
Hello.
Is this Greg Hoyt?
No.
No. Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Justin P. Hutchell.
Oh.
Yeah. This is Justin P. Hutchell, a previous guest on
yeah,
the Shied Show.
Yeah, you've been on the Shied Show.
Yeah, coincidentally, yeah. I've made a guest appearance.
Is Greg with you?
Let me check. No, there's just a dog with me. I have a dog with me. I don't know if you want to talk
well,
to
him. Well,
does he answer to the name of Greg?
Hoyt has been known to be called a dog before. Well, this has been very fruitful conversation with Justin P. Hutchell. Well, we need to continue our journey to find Gregory Hoyt.
Excellent.
All right, have a good one. You know what, though, Robert?
What?
Justin gave me a good idea.
Really?
Yep. I feel like I know.
You remember his phone number now, so you can
I feel
just
like
see.
I know who might know where Greg is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello. Mummy?
Yesie?
This is Brian. You're on the Shied Show. You're on the air live right now with
Hi.
Brian and Robert.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Mummy?
Yes, Brian, yes.
Where's Greg?
Greg is probably at your house waiting for you to cook for him, Brian.
It's a very reasonable thought.
It is.
But he's not here.
Because we're here right now.
I know where he is. I'm all set. He's at the grocery store buying food so Brian can cook for him.
All right, we're really chiming on me cooking for Greg, which doesn't happen as much as...
No, actually it does.
It does happen all the time.
Yeah, you do come and he always eats your food. That is a likelihood, except for the fact that Greg, I don't think, would ever buy the food for Brian. So,
are we disturbing you? What are you doing right now?
Oh, no, you're not disturbing me at all. Actually, I'm just sitting at Papagino's with two of my grandchildren and their grandfather. So it's a lovely evening. Yes, it's a very lovely evening.
Perfect. Papagino's. Now, I wonder if we say Papagino's enough, they would sponsor the show, give us free pizza.
No, that's not how it works, Brian.
That's not how it works?
No.
You know what, Mom? Mother? Yeah. Do you, perhaps, is Gabriella there? Is there another...
Gabriella,
she would be able to...
All right, you want me to find out if she wants to talk to you on the phone? Well, hold on, she's just kind of chewing up on her breadstick.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Gab, it's Uncle Bri. I'm here with my friend Robert. We're on a radio show right now.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
It's a very important question, Gab.
What?
Do you know where Greg is?
No.
Do me a favor, get back to your breadsticks. Let me talk to Papa. See you there?
Okay, bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Gab.
Thank
bye.
You.
That was Gabriella.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. She'll be a recurring guest on our show. I love you, too.
That's nice.
I'm crying.
Don't cry.
Hello.
Dan Girard, the senior, you're on the Scheid Show with
Hello.
Brian Girard and Robert Scheid.
How are you?
Oh, hi. How you doing there, Mr. Brian Girard?
I'm also alongside Robert Scheid.
Yeah, not to be forgotten. Listen, we're just going to cut down to brass tacks here.
Yeah, okay.
Do you happen to know where Mr. Gregory Hoyt is? And if not, what we should do to try and find him?
Well, I really don't know where he is, but if I had to start somewhere, I would probably get the FBI.
FBI?
Yeah.
That is a great...
Because wherever he is, I'm sure he's in trouble somewhere.
That is a good... You know, why have we been calling people? We should just go straight to the top.
I don't know,
right.
But I tell you what, I'm glad I called my family
first. Knowing the history and the personality that that young man has,
yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
he's in some kind of trouble.
Maybe that should be our next phone call.
Father, you are correct, and I want to thank you for giving us that lead.
Okay.
We're going to keep hunting him down. We're going to keep trying to make some calls, see if we can find out where he is.
Please right. let me know. We're interested in him. Hopefully he's found safe.
All right. Pop, thank you. We'll talk soon. My best to the family.
Have a good night.
I don't know if I want to call the FBI.
Well.
Specifically.
Well, if they...
But
if
I know
they,
another one of Greg's good friends that perhaps would know...
Greg doesn't have any friends.
No,
what are you talking
true.
About?
That's true. Greg's in trouble.
Tell me
but that. I think that, you know, one of his main cohorts might actually know
nope.
where he is. Is this Greg Hoyt?
Yeah, we're looking for Greg Hoyt.
Greg Hoyt available?
No. John.
John. John Danovic. Operator John Danovic.
Brian. Hello.
I've been...
Hi, you're on the Scheid Show.
Is that Robert?
I'm Robert Scheid.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how are
you
going?
It's going good. Good, except for one thing. We're missing co-host Greg Hoyt, so we're trying to find him.
Oh. I don't know.
He's not with you?
No. He's not here.
No.
Well, just take an extra second. I mean, you just seem to answer that really quickly. If you could, just take a second and look around you, maybe, you know.
Are you sure he's on the back? He's on the back of your truck or anything? He doesn't... Sometimes you don't clean it back there, so...
No, I do not clean it. I can check in the back. Hang on a second.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah,
that
if you could just check that, please. Thanks. We'll hold.
Yeah.
I think he might be in there.
I think he's probably in there, too.
I mean, have you ever seen the back of John's truck?
No, I haven't.
A lot of shit back there.
There's a lot of shit back there.
All right.
Let me tell you something about John Danovic.
Tell me.
Hell of a soundboard operator.
All right, tell me about it. I know.
And we'd be lost without him. I don't know how he's in his truck at the moment when he should be running our soundboard.
So does that mean we're lost because he's not here right now?
I told you I couldn't make it. He's not going to be here tonight.
Oh.
So maybe that's why Greg's...
So John's not here and Greg's not here.
What the hell is
why
going on?
Why are we here?
Nothing.
I don't know.
I got
know.
Nothing.
Nothing. Damn it.
Well, I tell you what, John, I thank you for your time. Thanks for looking. We're going to keep trying to track him down.
Okay.
Hey, man, thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.
This is not good. This is not good.
I mean, what do you suggest?
Well, I have half a mind to kick the guy off of our show.
Why would you do that?
Well, look how far into the show we are, and he still hasn't shown up yet.
Well, at this point, I'm just really concerned. I mean, he really could be in trouble.
You know what? I'm losing that concern. That concern is wearing off. It's being replaced by anger and frustration. Okay?
At this point, I'm just concerned that something's wrong.
You know, it is called the Scheid Show.
I understand what it's called, but I also understand there's a massive element missing right now.
Well,
all right.
That massive element didn't call us?
Excuse me, is this Karen Foreman?
Karen Foreman.
Karen Foreman, you're on the Scheid Show. You're live on the Scheid Show with Brian Girard and Robert Scheid. Right
Hello,
now.
Karen Foreman.
Hi, I'm on it right now. How exciting.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
What a great honor.
Oh, well, you know, the honor is all yours. Listen, Karen.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That is... I was just affirming that.
Karen, let's cut to the chase here. We got brass tacks to talk about.
We do.
Okay.
We're missing Greg Hoyt. We don't know where he is, and we're trying to find him.
You seriously don't know where he is?
Do what? You know where he is? I figured if anyone's going to know where he is, it's going to be Karen Foreman at thekarenshow.com.
Yep. That is what we were thinking.
Weird. Well, I would definitely recommend everybody checking thekarenshow.com for Gregory Hoyt, but sadly, I don't know where he is.
What?
Okay, but you must have at least a clue.
Karen,
give us something to work
Karen,
on.
Karen, where are you right now?
I want you to imagine.
Okay.
This is a clue about where Greg is.
Oh, good. I love games.
I want you to think Scary Clown.
No.
Yeah.
I want you to think forest.
Okay, I'm there. This is awful.
I want you to think conference room. Now, what is your first thought based on those three clues?
That the corporate leaders of McDonald's went on a camping retreat.
Oh my God, how did you know that? And Greg was hired to be the entertainment.
Oh my
God, you guys are
God.
He really is in trouble.
He is indeed.
Oh, no.
He's with a bunch of scary clowns.
In the woods.
He's in trouble.
And they're business clowns.
He is in so much trouble.
Oh, this
they
is horrible.
They are clowns with business minds, which is, I think, just a dangerous company.
This is the worst kind of clowns.
Clearly. Yeah.
Karen Foreman, you've been so very informative. Foreminative.
Yeah.
Get it? Because it's Karen Foreman is her name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got it.
That's one I have not heard. I've heard a lot, but not that one.
Oh, yeah. Well yeah,
there's a reason why you haven't heard that one. It's because it's awful.
No, actually, I kind of appreciate just hearing a new one, regardless of whether it's awful or not.
Karen, please, don't encourage him. Please.
I'm not saying it's not awful, Robert.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying I don't mind hearing a new version of my name being used.
Karen, informative. Informative.
All right, well, is that it? Are you done with me now? You're going to go try and find him in some other fashion?
Well, to be honest with you, Karen, I was interested in having you hang out for the show, but now that you sent that attitude out, yes, we are done.
Yeah, for this week, we are done. So.
No, I feel really threatened right now.
Well, don't.
And I don't like feeling that.
I want to thank you for participating in our exploit of trying to find Gregory Hoyt and for thinking that he's in some McDonald's clown retreat. Perhaps you can, once we do find Greg Hoyt, perhaps you could come on the show and we can talk about his clown retreat exploits.
Yeah, I would love to have that happen.
I definitely want to hear how that went for him, so yes, I'm down.
Excellent. All right, Karen, thanks for the help.
You guys are awesome and hilarious.
Thank you, Karen.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
You know, if Greg does any traveling and he goes out of town, there are some people he lets know, like, and actually pay attention to him.
Yeah.
We might have a little insight.
Hello, is this Scotty?
Yes.
Hi, Scotty. This is Robert Scheid. I'm joined with Brian Gerard. You're on the Scheid Show.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Scotty. There's a reason why.
Robert, before you jump into it,
What's that?
Isn't it exciting, Scotty? You're on the Scheid Show.
You know, I never in my wildest dreams thought that this would happen to me. Did I win something?
You won the honor of being able to talk to us. That's one thing.
That's awesome.
That's pretty huge.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of cool too. I guess.
We thought you'd be a little happier. Look, we're not here to give awards.
Robert, let's just cut to the chase. I'm trying to ask him.
Okay.
Just ask him.
I am. Look, Greg's not here, and he's supposed to be. So we're calling around. We're trying to find out where
Scotty, he's missing. We don't know where Greg is.
Brian,
he was supposed to be here an hour ago. He's not here. Do you have any idea where he might
be? Brian, calm down.
Let me look in the pool.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. No, he's not in the pool.
Shit, man.
Okay, well,
hold on a second. Who is in the pool?
Well, actually, there's nobody. That's why I could tell that he wasn't in there. It's very calm out there right now.
Oh.
Mm. It's a nice pool. You have a really nice pool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, maybe the show will do better without him.
Now we're talking.
Hey,
I think we're on to something
that
here.
That is so true.
Now, Donovan Scott, as most people may or may not know, is the leading figure in Hollywood. Period.
Pretty much.
And
I need a lot of figures.
And I do know that Greg Hoyt thinks highly of you as his mentor and leader.
And he usually says the same thing.
And he
thing.
Usually says these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And if he's ever going to go missing, I feel like he would have told you where he was going to go.
And my phone has been silent most of the day. So no call from Gregory Hoyt.
Hmm.
Huh. And your phone being silent most of the day makes me start to think that you might not be quite the leading figure that we thought you were.
That might be true.
That's a good point. But it is Friday in Hollywood.
You're right.
Most people really shut it down.
Monday's the work day. Yeah. That's the call day, I'm sure.
It's a Friday.
Somebody suggested we call the FBI. We might do that next. So
or a bar.
Oh, a bar.
He is a booze bag.
That's a good idea.
It's either
the FBI or a bar, I would think.
Okay. Thank you, Scotty. That's an awesome idea. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Good luck with the show without him.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's going to be great,
I'm sure it will be, too.
Well,
a bar.
A bar. I think that's a really good idea.
FBI.
Hey, it's Zell. What's up?
Hey, Tim. It's Cousin Brian Gerard here with Robert Scheid. You're live on the Scheid Show. We are in trouble.
Yeah.
Greg Hoyt went missing.
And we were actually recommended to call around to some local bars to try and find him.
And I only know of Greg to hang out at one bar.
Yeah.
Specifically. That's the L Bar.
So, is...
yeah. I see him there a lot.
Is he there?
You know, it's a space. I mean, I don't think he's here. I can go looking around all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, check the corners. If you check the corners or maybe under some tables.
He might be under a urinal full of vomit, too.
That's
possible. He could be there. In that case, Tim, I don't want you to go in there and see that him in that condition.
Well, this is...
That, you know what? I'd rather not. That's a horrible. I wouldn't wish that on any of your listeners here on a Scheid Show to see Greg Hoyt under all that.
Out of curiosity, what does he drink when he comes in anyway? What's his drink? Do you know his drink of choice?
You know, you might find this weird when Greg Hoyt rolls in. He actually doesn't have a choice. I generally just hand him two drinks of whatever I see first. Often it's Pabst, sometimes it's gin. You never know over there at L. If he actually is somewhere under a urinal, then he probably had one or 11.
Hey, thanks for your input.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim, down at the L Bar, 6507 Sunset. We appreciate it very much.
Hello?
Oh, Jeannie.
Oh, how are you?
Jeannie, you are live on the Scheid Show, our radio show out here in Los Angeles, with myself, Brian Gerard, and my friend Robert Scheid here.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I am good. How are you?
We're in trouble and we need your help.
What? My help?
Always. Yes. Always need your help.
Your help.
I'm sure you've heard me talk of my friend Greg Hoyt. He's the other co-host of the show here.
Yeah.
And Greg is missing. We don't know where he went. We don't know where he is.
What?
He didn't show up. He didn't show up to tonight's taping.
Yep.
And I don't know where he would be. Do you have any idea of where Greg is?
Brian, I'm not a psychic.
Jeannie, I know that if you
now,
know everything.
Wait, yeah, Gene, I've heard things here. Brian told me that you actually have some clairvoyant powers, and that's why we're calling you.
But I don't.
Okay, look.
When did he disappear?
Well,
I don't. That's
when was the last time you saw him?
It's been days.
It has been days. But Jeannie, listen. Okay, I believe in your psychic powers. Okay, even if you don't. Even if you don't, okay? So what I want you to do is this. I want you to, sometimes people, they don't understand how to tap into that sort of sense. So I want you to kind of right now, just let it go. And the first thing that comes to your mind as to where he is, that's probably where he is. So where do you see him right now? Imagine him. Where is he?
Malibu.
Okay, Malibu. All right. Can we be more specific? I mean, Malibu's a little big.
We got a tip that he may be back somewhere rolling around Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And if I'm calling anyone in Massachusetts, you're the first call I'm throwing out.
Where is he from?
He's from the North Shore, Merrimack Valley.
You don't know specifically where he's from, Merrimack. He could be at Hampton Beach, Brian. Salt Beach.
Ooh, now we're talking. I think we're getting into the right area.
You saw him clairvoyantly on a beach, and you were thinking Malibu, but really... He was on
Hampton Beach.
Hampton Beach. Or Salisbury. Could be because Merrimack, he could be
Salisbury,
Salisbury.
See, I told you. Brian was right. You are a psychic.
I knew that. I knew that Gene was the right call to make. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeannie. You've been a blessing.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Jeannie, thank you so much. We'll be in touch as we find Greg. We'll let you know how he pans out for
us. Was Greg at your house one day when I was talking to you on Skype?
Yes.
Oh, see.
Greg is a regular Wheelhouse Creative Radio Network.
That's why you were able to clearly imagine him on the beach.
He's kind of preppy.
That's him.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, Jeannie, thanks so much.
You're welcome. So long.
Hello, this is Brian Gerard. You're on the Scheid Show live with Brian and Robert. Is this Joe Gerard?
Yeah, by the way, I'm on a hot date, so let's make this quick and painless.
All right,
make the date quick and painless? I don't think we have any influence on
that. The fact that you're on a date is quick and painful.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch, wow. Joe, this is your brother Brian. I'm alongside Robert Scheid.
Right. Hello, everybody. Robert. Hello.
Yes.
Gregory Hoyt. Hello, Ryan.
Oh, well, yeah. Sore spot. Sore spot.
This is the problem.
Why we're calling, actually.
Is he not there? I thought he was part of the show.
Okay, man. I went through the cold open. I looked to my left where Greg usually is, and yeah. I noticed he wasn't there. So then I quickly went through it and then introduced Robert.
Yeah.
And then we were both staring at each other in silence, realizing that we are missing one of the hosts of the show. We thought maybe you would know where he might be. We figured, you know, Charleston, South Carolina might be somewhere in which
Greg
he may
would
be
reside.
Yeah,
he does. I heard he does frequent down here a lot. I'm actually at a Mexican restaurant, and there's a man behind the bar with a very large, obscene mustache. I wonder if that's him.
Can you go and see if that's Greg?
That could be Greg.
Okay, he's serving at the Cuba shop. Stand by.
That sounds like Greg.
It sounds like it could be Greg.
Yeah. Greg likes tequila.
Are you Greg? No.
He's not.
I am speaking English.
Oh.
No, he doesn't do English.
Thanks for your input. We're going to talk later.
Thanks so much.
Hello.
Hello. Graham Swarcy, you're live on the air with Brian Gerard and Robert Scheid of The Scheid Show.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing, Graham?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but we have a bit of a problem, and I thought you might be a guy to be able to help us out. We're missing Greg Hoyt, the other co-host of our show.
Yeah, actually,
the tri-host.
We're not emotionally missing him; we're physically missing him.
And being an old friend of his, I thought maybe one of the first calls I made was to you, to maybe you would be able to tell us where he might be.
Well, there's a couple of places he could be.
I knew this was the right call.
This is good. Excellent.
Hold on. Robert's getting a pad. We're going to write this down.
I'm ready to go. Okay.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
What about the bread aisle in the supermarket?
Yeah. Well, we were given a suggestion that he might be there, but he doesn't really buy food if he's coming to Brian's. He usually just comes here to eat Brian's food.
Yeah. True. I've never really seen Greg buy anything.
Right. Well, not for anybody else.
No, true.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I would say, Graham, that you perhaps are one of Greg's oldest friends. You certainly go back, hearken to some times of his youth.
Yeah.
Is there anything, any clues back from when you guys were younger kids as to where he may go running and hiding in times like these where he just disappears?
I would check in the Merrimack River Valley.
Really?
Oh, tell. Can you give a little bit more on that? Give us a little bit more on that.
Well, there's a river, and it's one of the greatest undertows in the country. It has claimed a lot of lives.
Wow.
And it's where you may find Greg Hoyt.
Not does he bottom, tend to pull...
Or not.
It, no.
It will never claim his life, but he does find himself nearby quite often.
Does he just go down there and just to watch people drown, push people in, or just to see the sights?
I think he just floats on icebergs.
It's just the power is really, really pretty awesome. I mean, you just have to be around it to feel.
Hang on a second. Is this where the iceberg incident occurred?
Yes.
I see. So are you saying he might be on an iceberg out in the middle of this river?
It's possible. I don't know that I've ever seen one in August, especially later.
Yeah.
But it's possible he could be there looking for icebergs.
I tell you what, I think that's been our best clue so far.
It has.
Graham, I want to thank you for answering the phone, for giving us a little heads up of where we can maybe find him.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and send a line. I'm going to send a line across the country and see if I can fish him out of the river.
See if you can get him. Now, there's another phone number I can give you if you'd like.
We're listening.
It is 978.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent.
That's going to work out for us, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Graham, thanks, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Graham.
I'll talk to you soon.
Let it.
Give that one a go.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm going to leave a message. Hello, this is Brian Gerard calling alongside Robert Scheid.
Hello.
We're from The Scheid Show. We're looking for Greg Hoyt.
I think this is an answering machine.
Hello, is Greg there, please?
Brian, I think this is an answering machine. This is a recording. What?
They can't. They're.
Did you hear that beep? Was that Greg?
Greg, are you... It might be the wrong number.
All right, I have an idea. This person might know.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah, maybe. Hey, David. David Scheid. This is Robert Scheid, your brother, obviously. And joining me is Brian Gerard. You're live on The Scheid Show.
Hey, David.
That's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Robert. How are you doing? How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Look, the reason why I'm calling you is because...
Robert, just get to the point.
I'm trying to, Brian.
Okay, all right.
So we're sitting here, and normally it's Brian and I, and as you know, Greg Hoyt. However, he's missing. He's not here. And so we're trying to find him. Wondering if you happened... Is he with you, by any chance?
Hang on.
I think he might be with him.
I don't know. That's a possibility.
I mean, what do you mean it's a possibility? Of course he is.
No.
He's probably going to give it him...
No.
No, there's nothing in the club box. Nothing in the back.
No.
Oh,
no. He's bigger than a... Well.
Well.
Okay.
Wait, this isn't the bobblehead.
No, the real one. No, the big... He's
real.
A human.
I could ask.
He looks kind of like a bobblehead sometimes.
David, he didn't show up to work today, and it's unlike him.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to figure out where he went off to.
Well, yeah. Today's Saturday. There shouldn't have been work, right? Or is it Friday?
No, David, it's Friday, David.
Today's Friday, David. But
uh-oh.
Summer, I missed work.
Robert, what's happening with your brother?
Apparently my brother missed work today. That's not a good thing. Well, do you have any suggestions what we can do to try and find him, or any ideas where he might be? What do you think?
I would call his... Does he have a cell phone, a phone that without wires that you can put
Man,
in your
that's
pocket?
That's a
really
good
great idea.
That's a good idea. Why didn't we call him... Brian, why didn't you call him first?
What do you mean?
Why didn't you call him?
Like a...
Cell phone.
I don't...
His mobile phone.
He has one?
Yeah, you got his phone number.
Then why don't we call him?
That's what I'm asking you.
David, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Take care.
Well, I think we should take my brother's suggestion and call Greg's cell phone.
Just call him directly.
I can't believe you haven't called him yet.
Let's just call him directly.
Why haven't you called him yet?
What do you mean?
I don't understand. That should have been the first person we called.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Got it. I got it.
Okay.
I messed up.
Yes,
Robert,
you did.
It's, you know, I can't be in control of everything.
Do you know how much time we wasted?
Hi, looking to speak with Gregory Hoyt, please.
Yeah.
Greg?
This is Gregory Hoyt, please.
Greg, is that you?
Whoa, Greg, Brian, calm down.
Greg, is that you?
Brian,
Greg, where are you?
Brian, calm down.
It's me, calm down.
Greg, where the fuck are you?
Hold on a second, wait a minute. Robert, that was out of line. Hold on a second, Greg.
What do you mean it's out of line?
Robert,
the bastard's not here.
Robert, hold on.
You know how long we've
Robert,
been recording?
Hold on. Greg?
Yes?
Where the fuck did you go, man? I did the cold open,
yeah.
like we always do. I look to my left, and you're not there. Robert goes into full panic mode. We started calling everybody.
We did.
We don't know where you are. Where are
I'm
you?
I'm back east. What's the problem? I'm on a...
Wait, are you...
In New England.
Wait, say that again. You're on a what?
He's on a beast?
Farm. I'm on a farm in New England.
Are you anywhere near the river? Because Graham thought you might be in the river.
Graham who? Swartza?
Yeah.
I am near a river. Do you know what the river is?
The Merrimack?
Merrimack. It's not the Merrimack River, you asshole.
Oh, Greg. It's so great to have you back.
Hey, Greg, let me tell you something. My friend Gene... A.K.A. Gene the Machine. Really, she's the one who pinned you down. Gene really thought about it. She's like, you know what? I bet you he's in and around Salisbury or Hampton Beach because it's been that kind of day.
She's psychic.
Yeah. Oh, we called Gene. I figured if anyone's going to know, Gene's going to know.
Yeah.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
What do you think?
We've been on the air ever since we were supposed to be on the air, since you were supposed to be here.
Listen, I need you to talk to my friend Seth, who I'm sitting here with, and put him on the air. Ask him some questions.
Greg, hold on a second. Before you pass it on to Seth, I just want you to understand something. We've been live on the air for the last 18 minutes,
yeah.
And I've been freaking the fuck out.
Okay? I just want an apology, personally. Yeah, I just want an apology.
I forgot that I was supposed to call in for this or show up for it. I'm all the way.
You were supposed to show up. Yeah. Yeah. You could have told me.
You want to talk to
Seth? I tell you what, man. Yeah, go ahead. Put Seth on. I don't want to talk to you. That's for sure.
Oh, okay. Brian Smith. This is Brian and Robert. Brian and Robert?
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
Hey, Seth. You're on live with Brian and Robert on the
Hello.
Shy Show.
How you doing, Seth?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Seth, I got a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most extreme, how much of an asshole is Greg Hoyt?
An 8.5.
Yep.
8.5.
A solid 8.5.
Wow, he must have done something good for you today.
Seth, let me tell you what he did to us. He didn't tell us he was leaving town. He didn't tell us he was booting out. We get the show started. I look to my left like I usually do when the show starts.
He always looks to his left.
I look to my left, and where was Greg?
Not here.
Not there.
He was near the Miramax. He was near the Miramax Lake River.
He went on some sabbatical to some Far East land.
You looked to your left, and Greg was on the right coast. Horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Seth, what did you guys do today? That you guys are laughing and having a good time.
What did you do today on the farm?
A whole lot of nothing. Had a couple beers. Watched dogs run around. No,
that's what farm life.
For a week. Greg's been here for a week. He called me tonight and said he's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds like Greg.
Welcome to being a Greg Hoyt's life. He just does shit that only affects him most
of the
time.
That's right. I'm used to it. I had 25 years of it, so.
Wow. I can't believe you're still his friend. You shouldn't have come over, really. Yeah.
Well, Seth, thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate your input and giving Greg an 8.5 on the asshole scale. That's being very generous.
You are very generous. A generous person. You should just stay away from Greg. That's all I'm saying.
Stay away from Greg. I will take that advice.
Well, let's sign off with Greg for a second.
Yeah, if we could put Greg back on the phone. Thanks for hanging out with us, Seth. You take care.
Thank you very much. You too. Hello?
Greg Hoyt.
I have nothing to say to
you. Why don't you guys go fuck yourselves?
See, that kind of attitude is going to get you right off the show.
Hey, Greg.
Take your sideshow, Robert, and shove it up your ass. I'm on vacation.
You know, you didn't submit a vacation request.
Ah.
Yeah, so.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you a question.
Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian. What is your question?
Are you having a good time?
I am having an amazing time.
How are the dogs?
The dogs are good. I've met a new dog today. It's vintage Americana back here. I'm literally on a farm. Literally. I'm looking at stars. I'm not in Los Angeles. I can see stars. I'm at my friend Seth's house. He built this house with his hands. Wow. That's the kind of shit that happens in New England.
Yeah, rock fights.
They build their fucking houses with their hands.
And you also get left out in the middle of a river on an ice flow.
I do get left out on icebergs by the McKay brothers.
Yeah.
Also, that also happens.
I think we've had enough of Greg Hoyt.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
To my viewers, I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
Listeners.
Yeah.
To Archie, who I've upset due to all my comments against Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And how Chicago is a mistake.
Yep.
I'd like to apologize because she is the newest Food Network star.
Yes, she is.
And I feel like she and Paula Deen are going to team up on me at some point.
What about Chicago? Do you have anything to say?
In a bad way.
Do you have anything to say to Chicago?
Chicago? Do I have anything to say to Chicago?
Yes, the city.
Like as far as an apology that you've been asking me to issue to Chicago?
Yeah, I haven't been asking. I've been suggesting.
You've been suggesting that I apologize. I will say this about Chicago.
Please do.
I'll ask this question. What do you call an actor or comedian who lives in Chicago?
Someone who's successful in the commercial industry or voiceovers.
Terrified. Terrified. You call them terrified.
Oh. Terrified. Okay. I don't think that's an apology. Does that sound like an apology?
That is the furthest from an apology.
It sounded like an insult.
But to Archie, I'd like to say congratulations.
Yeah.
I need to go. I'm very busy. I'm very busy.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds like it. A lot of stars out there.
Perhaps you could help us sign off, though, Greg, even though you're not here. Perhaps you could help us send it off. So on behalf of a very distant Greg Hoyt and Robert Scheid, I'm Brian Gerard. This is the Scheid Show.
Whoa.
What?
I'm
sorry, what?
We have a special guest here.
We need to include Seth.
I apologize.
That's right. Seth is also here.
Let me reset. Let me go back to one.
Here we go.
I apologize, Greg. On behalf of our special guest, what's Seth's last name?
Bilodeau.
Okay. On behalf of our special guest, Seth Bilodeau, a very distant and assholic Greg Hoyt.
All of the people that we called.
Of all the calls, of all the people who took our calls to help us find Gregory Hoyt. On behalf, of course, of Robert Scheid, I am Brian Gerard. This has been the Scheid Show.
Yay! Smoking his last cigarette. Where you been? He said, ask anything. Where were you? Whatever.